This episode of Puppeteer's Farm includes extreme heavy content. The content warnings are as follows: body horror, murder, multiple major character deaths, child murder, stabbing, bugs, the undead, the practice of necromancy, extreme traumatic events, injury, dehumanizing language, threats, distortion, the distorting of reality, language, parental grief, extreme grief, loud and frightening sound effects, discussions of murder, death, dead bodies, body horror, extreme traumatic events, bugs, necromancy, blood, and decomposition. This episode is episode 4, The Lake.
What?
You wanted your answer, now you've got it. Don't scream at me.
You're dead? But how are you ghosts?
No.
But how are you speaking to me then? How?
I'm not a ghost. Not really. Neither is anyone else, but we're not alive either. It's sort of like puppets.
Puppets?
It's like we're ourselves in our own bodies, but we're not alive. We can only remember what happened before we died. And it's hard to have any new thoughts that we didn't think before we died.
Are you all decomposing?
Everything is.
How did this happen?
That's the complicated part.
You can't really be dead. You can't be.
We were murdered.
You were murdered? What? Why? Who would do this to you? Who's doing this to you?
It's not that simple.
I think it is. Who is doing this to you?
You don't understand. They...
Addie. Don't.
Jules?
Don't defend me, please.
You didn't know what else to do. It wasn't your fault.
What wasn't their fault? Are you doing this?
Yes. Yes. In a simple answer, yes.
But this isn't a simple situation, so the simple answer is meaningless.
Tell me now.
Would you sit? We should sit.
What happened to Essie? What happened to-
I'll answer your questions, I promise. Sit, please.
Fine. Tell me this story of yours.
7 months ago, Gail and Florence hosted a barbecue.
Honey, where's Henrietta?
Probably off with Addie somewhere. I can go find them if you like.
No, I think we'll be all right. Got the hot dogs?
Roasting on the grill.
And the fries?
Sweetheart, everything's in place.
Wonderful! Come over here and let me give you a kiss.
If you insist.
Excuse me.
Oh, mine.
And who might you be?
Otis Ford. Is this the Jorgen farm owned by a woman named Gray?
You're in the right place, stranger. Can we help you with something?
Can you help me find Gray, please?
Sure thing. If you wait here with us, she'll be here in half a second.
Who are you?
Mr. Ford?
That's me. You can call me Otis.
Welcome, Otis. Find your house all right?
I did, ma'am.
Are you going to live here?
That's right, young lady.
My name is Essie.
My apologies.
Come on, Jules and Addie. Let's go swimming.
I'll catch up in a second.
See ya!
Can I help you with the punch?
Of course. Come over here.
Wait for me, Junebug!
Something wrong, Jules?
Why did you move here?
It seemed like a wonderful place to live.
Why?
It's very pretty. You don't agree?
I agree. I just...
Jules!
See you around, Otis.
You too, kid.
Sorry about that. They're wary of newcomers.
No problem. So, tell me about all these people.
Those two women over there are the Wagglers, Gail and Florence, and the little girl is their daughter, Henrietta. The kids in the lake, you've met. Essie's the blonde. Jules was the one questioning you. Adlai is the one wrestling the lake reeds, and the two helping Florence with the punch are Max and June.
Lots of kids here without parents.
We're a bit of a foster farm. They're all legally adopted under my name.
Oh, How kind of you.
Not about kindness. Those kids needed a home, and I wanted to give them one.
Pretty place you've got here.
You already mentioned that.
Did I?
Can I help you with anything else?
No, I think I'll just observe for a while.
All right.
You again.
Why are you here?
I told you, didn't I?
I don't believe you.
You calling me a liar, kid?
Sure am.
I'll tell you where you can put that mouth of yours.
Jules, hot dogs. Oh, everything okay over here?
Everything's fine. Let's go, June.
What was that? Are you okay?
I'm fine. Do me a favor and stay away from that guy. I don't like him.
If you say so.
Hot dogs, you said?
Yeah, come on.
You okay?
Just tired. It was a long day of eating hot dogs and splashing in the lake. So exhausting and horrible.
Oh, stuff it, Essie.
I will. With more hot dogs. Are there any left?
Gale and Florence took them in with Henrietta. Poor little thing was almost asleep.
The hot dogs were almost asleep?
You are on one.
Yeah.
Look at the sunset.
Pretty. Real pretty.
What do you guys think of the whole magic power thing? Like how Max can speak to the trees and June knows things?
It's about the least weird thing to happen to us. The world is weird, Jules. But we're happy here, so who cares how weird we are inside?
I don't know. It's just... How did we even get the powers? Did either of you ask Gray?
Didn't think it was important. Honestly, I didn't even think I was any different until someone told me so.
Well...
Jules, you're doing that thing where you get yourself all worked up.
Lighten up, Julie. We're happy here. Don't push it.
Fine, I won't.
Who wants ice cream?
Me!
Jules?
I'll stay here for a second.
Okay. See you in a minute.
Skipping stones, huh?
Gray! You scared me.
Can I join you?
Sure.
I promise I wasn't eavesdropping, but I swear I overheard my name over here a few minutes ago.
Maybe.
Something you wanted to ask me?
Also, maybe.
Hit me with it.
Essie and Addie are worried it will make you hate us and throw us out.
I would never throw you out, kiddo. Come on, shoot.
The powers we have, what's up with that? Where did they come from? How did you find all of them?
Okay, so we're having this talk. Should have figured, I guess. You three are getting up there in age.
I'm 18. I'm not exactly old.
All right. When I was a kid, I realized that I could see a sort of glow around certain people. I noticed it when I first asked my mother why everyone was gray. She told me that it was my thing, and that it made me no better or worse than anyone else. I realized soon enough that my thing was that I could see other people who were like me. Other people with things.
But where did the powers come from?
My mother used to tell me they were gifts from the earth for some great deed we hadn't done yet.
That doesn't make any sense.
Didn't make much sense to me either. But I learned early on that kids like you and me, who end up orphans, being who we are just doesn't go over very well. We're strange, Jules. In every possible way. I wanted kids like you, and Addie, and Essie, and Max, and June to have a place where you could explore that. A place where you didn't have to hide your powers, or stifle them. I wanted to give you somewhere where you could be yourself. I wanted to give you what was taken from me when my mother died.
I guess that makes more sense.
Okay. Any other questions?
Can I really control people's life forces, not just plants?
I wouldn't try it. But I think so.
Could I bring my parents back?
There will be consequences, Jules. That action will have a reaction. When you take something, the Earth demands something in return. Someone else would have to die. The dead are supposed to be dead. As much as it hurts us. If you upset the natural order of things, I worry what would happen to those who you brought back and to you.
The dead are supposed to be dead.
I trust you'll make the right decision if it comes to that.
I'm glad one of us does.
Can I give you a hug?
Yeah.
Hi, Max.
Well, hi, Addy. What are you doing down here?
Saying hi to you.
Aw, that's so sweet. I've missed you. You haven't been down here a lot lately. I'm dying to give you some apple pie.
Apple pie. Say no more. How are you?
Oh, me? I'm good. Yeah, good. A little tired. It's picking season, as you know. June was by early to help, but they do a lot more eating of apples than picking them. You know how they are.
Speaking of June, are you two, you know, together? I've been meaning to ask you for a while.
What? Together? No way!
Max.
Okay, maybe. We kissed the other day, but I don't think it meant anything. To him, at least. It meant something to me, though.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know. This is confusing.
You're a silly kid.
Hey, you're not much older than me. Who are you calling kid?
So, you like him?
Maybe. I probably. Okay, yes, definitely.
And he kissed you?
Yes.
And you still don't think he likes you?
They're a very confusing person. Sometimes I think they're in love with me and have been for years. Other times, I think he hates me.
Have you tried, I don't know, talking to them?
Shut up, Addy.
I'm serious. Communication is important, Max.
Yeah. Okay, Mom.
Look.
Excuse me.
Oh. Hey, Otis.
What's up?
Can you help me with something?
Sure.
I need a butcher knife. A big one. I can't find one in my kitchen.
I'll walk you to the tool shed. If you've got any, they'll be there. Come on.
Bye, Addy!
See you later.
Nice little orchard you've got there.
It's Max's. He likes tending to it, so Gray lets him be in charge.
Isn't he only, like, 12?
Max is 17.
Huh. My bad. What was he saying about having a crush?
He likes June. Has for a long time. June likes him too, but they're too shy to ever say anything.
June? Really?
Yeah, why?
I would have figured he liked Essie, that pretty tadpole girl.
Essie's a little old for him.
Hmm, I see.
Well, here we are. The tool shed. Why did you need a knife again?
For chopping.
Ooh, vegetables. Are you making a stew?
You could say that.
I'd love to have some when you're done. Florence and Gale make the best bread. I'm sure they'd love to share some for dipping.
Share, huh?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Anything else, Otis?
Not a thing.
Anytime you need anything else, just let one of us know.
Wait.
Is something wrong?
Your friend, Jules. What's their problem?
They don't have a problem.
They've got an attitude, little brat.
I think I should go.
I'm speaking to you. You don't leave when an adult is speaking to you.
I'm an adult. I'm 18. Let go of my arm. You're hurting me.
Tell me about Jules.
Leave them alone. You gave me a bruise.
Scram.
I'm telling Gray about this.
If you do that, I'll make sure that precious little Max and his precious little orchard won't see the light of day again.
You wouldn't.
I would. Scram.
You're horrible.
Stupid, useless kid. Addy! Addy, are you okay?
Jules, I...
It's okay, whoa, take a deep breath. Should I get Gray? Are you having a panic attack again?
I don't know. I can't breathe. Don't get gray.
Okay, come here. Sit down. Sit down with me.
Sorry.
Don't be sorry. You didn't do anything wrong.
Jules, you need to stay away from Otis.
What? Did he do something to you?
He said he'd...
It's okay. Breathe first and then tell me.
He said he was going to kill Max. Well, not exactly, but...
I knew it! I knew he was... I'm sorry. I shouldn't have snapped. Are you okay? Addie, your arm!
He just bruised
me. He shouldn't have touched you! I'm going to kill him!
Jules!
I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
Sit back down.
I'm so sorry.
We can't tell Gray. If we tell Gray, he'll hurt us or her.
And we can't let him hurt her. She's the only person who's ever...
I know.
What do we do?
I don't know. Sit under this tree?
I'm scared, Addie.
Me too.
Puppeteer's Farden podcast would like to acknowledge that we create our stories on stolen land. The land we occupy belongs to the Eastern Shoshone and Goshute peoples. This episode starred Aria Bunny as Holly MacArthur, Seth Stone as Adlai Cadigan, Morgan Champagne as Jules Zeem, Rebecca Krause as Essie Fackelman, Danny Spiller as Max Navon, Rue Dickey as June Kelly, Emma Erickson as Gail Wagler, Avery Smith as Florence Wagler, Abby Ogden as Henrietta Wagler, Jay Short as Gray Jogan, and Sophia Weaver as Otis Ford. The episode was sound designed by Seth Stone, written by Morgan Champagne, and produced by Seth Stone and Morgan Champagne. Thank you so much for listening.